Do you think Kelce and Swift is a publicity stunt, or are they actually attracted to each other?
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and I mean, she's beautiful. She's had a lot of boyfriends over the years. You know, a lot of the dudes in the red pill community are, you know, roast her a lot for that, but she's a fucking billionaire. She don't need a man's money for anything. She's made it.
Right.
She's set for life. That girl is minting money. She farts, and she farts millions of dollars. So it's she can have whatever she wants the rest of her life. And she don't need Travis Kelce for nothing. I mean, quite frankly, Travis Kelce is, compared to Taylor Swift, he's like the valet guy.
Right.
It's like she's dating the pool boy,
yeah,
basically. Even though he's playing at the highest level, just won his, third Super Bowl ring, I believe it is. So what I noticed is that I think she was in town for a concert in Kansas City, and then he may have gone to the concert, and then he, on social media, said something to the effect that, hey, if you next time you're in town, I'd like to take you to a Chiefs game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I don't know, a week or two later, I guess people that knew them, obviously because he's famous,
right,
it got back to her that he was interested in her, and they connected and started going out on dates. I did see the first game that she went to of his, that he was driving her home in his convertible, and obviously her security was with her bodyguards were right behind them.
Yeah.
They were going on a date after the football game, and somebody just happened to be riding by and filmed them with their cell phone because they recognized them. But
mm-hmm.
Hey, they seem to genuinely like one another. It's like, I don't see that as a publicity. That's ridiculous. It's
right.
The things that people say in the news and the media, you can tell it's like they don't know shit about anything. They just run their mouth and they throw stupid opinions at things and that have no basis in reality yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so just watching the two of them, they genuinely seem to like one another. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens as they go down the road. There's another very famous football player. He was a receiver. He played for the New York Jets. Real handsome guy, dark hair, and his wife, Jesse James, I think is her name. She's a country musician.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucking beautiful, bad to the bone. And I remember seeing interviews. She's very family oriented, comes from a good family from what I remember in some of the interviews. So she was a famous singer.
Mm-hmm.
He was, at the time, very successful, one of the best receivers, kind of like at, he had a few really good years where he was one of the top. I was a slot receiver, I think, and somehow they met at some function or whatever, and they've been together ever since. They got a bunch of kids, and they seem to really love one another. So,
right,
I think she was more famous and more successful than him, if I'm not mistaken. And like, but Taylor Swift is like, she's a mogul, she's a billionaire, she's
right.
On a whole other level. Travis Kelce's probably worth a few tens of millions of dollars, maybe $40-50 million. I don't know.
Yeah.
So compared to her, he's like the valet guy. He's the pool guy.
Yeah, because she's been there since she was like 13, I think, 13 or 14.
Yeah. Well, Toby Keith was, I guess, one of the guys that discovered her and signed her to his label and helped get her started.
Yeah.
People on the right were saying he got you started. You didn't even acknowledge when he died. Because he died of stomach cancer a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And so people were getting on her about that. But, hey, if they're happy, they're in love, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Good for them. It's good for the Chiefs. It's good for the NFL. It's good for her. It's good for her career. She got a whole lot of new fans that, are buying her records and going to her concerts who either didn't know about her or probably didn't even like her. And now the fact that she's dating, their favorite football player or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're buying her tickets. Their kids are downloading her music. And
he's
selling lots of jerseys now because her gazillions and millions of fans are like, he's so handsome. Oh, my God, he's so cute. Because
Taylor Swift thinks he's beautiful. Cute.
Oh, my God, I want to be Taylor Swift. I'm Travis Kelce.
So silly. Yeah.
So, hey, whatever, It's nice to see people happy and in love.
Mm-hmm.
And the people talking shit, it's like... And you know what? Aaron Rodgers, rightly so, breaks his balls, calls him Mr. Pfizer. And I think both of them are total lefties. So from a political viewpoint, they think exactly alike. You know, she's riding with Biden, and people joke around. There's a lot of funny memes on Twitter about Taylor Swift and all of her hit records and hit songs are about, you know, her bad choices in men.
Yeah.
And yet she votes for Joe Biden. Because she used to be conservative, but now she just absolutely hates. She's got Trump derangement syndrome. She absolutely hates him. And but I know they're lefties, but hey, it's like I said, it's good for the NFL. It brings a lot of viewers in, and that's good for his image. It's good for his brand, and it's good for her.
Right. Yeah, I don't think people are going to invest so much time into like her going to every game and stuff like that if she didn't genuinely care about him.
Yeah, you can't fake interest. Right. And if she didn't really give a shit, she wouldn't be, you know, spending all that money to fly in her private plane to go to his game. You can, you know, you can tell the enthusiasm, the way she's jumping up and down in the sky. Watching. She's all in.
Yeah.
You know, she's owns that. I mean, she's really cheerleading for him. And so it's cute to see, but it's the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the infatuation period where, oh, this is going to last forever. Everything's going to be wonderful. And, you know, 10 years from now, we'll be having some nasty fucking multi-billion-dollar divorce or something like that. It's possible. Or, you know, maybe they'll be like Jesse James and Eric Decker. That's the other guy's name, Eric Decker. They're both absolutely gorgeous people. So it can work. It does work sometimes, but, you know.
I just think I think it sucks for those for the famous people because I think they run with that high that everyone's obsessed with them, and it makes them more interested in the relationship. Like, your relationship basically becomes, like, how people are saying, like, oversaturated, where it's like, oh, yeah. And then once people don't care anymore, it's kind of like, do I really like him that much? I don't think so. And then they move on to someone new.
Well, to me, my experience with famous people and getting to know them and having very famous neighbors, that it's like most people that have money and success, they just want to go eat at a restaurant or hang out with their friends and walk down the street with their dogs, and let their dogs take a shit or a piss or whatever, and ride their bikes and not be noticed, just be regular people. And that's what I saw when they were leaving the stadium. And, you know, he's got the top down, and he's got an old, I don't know what kind of car it was. It was a Chevelle or something like that, old 70s muscle car, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just on a date. You know, meanwhile, you got security guys, her bodyguards behind her with, you know, tons of guns and stuff ready to spring into action if something happens. But they're just trying to go out on a date and have a good time together like normal people.
True, yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, everybody that sees them is going to recognize and go, you know, and start filming. Oh,
right.
Oh, my God.
Like Justin Bieber, who's over it. I don't know if you've seen his pictures.
Mm.
He always looks miserable when he's out with Hailey Bieber because he's just tired of the paparazzi, always behind them.
Or just people in general.
Yeah.
You know, I remember last year I was on a vacation with my girlfriend, and it was like, I don't know, 11:30 at night, and it was like winding down at the bar. We're getting ready to go back to our room, and I'm kind of tired. I've already had, you know, a few cocktails, and I'm just like, you know, things have been real busy for weeks after that, and I was looking forward to a week-long vacation of basically doing fucking nothing, sitting on the beach and listening to the ocean and the birds and the waves and the trees blowing and drinking some tiki thai, rum punches and some beers. And, you know, I'm sitting there and she's kind of, you know, dancing on the dance floor, by herself, like asked the DJ to play a song. And, some dude comes up and he's like, Corwin, oh, we got to do a video again. And he's got his phone out. I was like, man, it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm just on vacation, tired as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, we got to do a video. I was like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll be here for the next, how long are you going to be here? A few days. I was like, I'm sure I'll see you around. I never saw the guy after that, but it was kind of fucking annoying, you know?
Yeah.
It was nice to just go there and disappear. And then at like 11:30 at night, I'm having a good time watching my girlfriend and we're having fun together. And it's like some dude's wanting to stick a fucking cell phone in my face and take some pictures and, you know, do a video. Like I want to do a video because he watches my videos. So he's thinking like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Corey will do a video with me.
Right.
You know, yeah, I want that broadcast to the world where I'm at with my girlfriend on vacation. It's like, just let me drink my drink and have fun with my girl and let me be.
You're probably sunburnt, looking ugly or something too.
Well, I had that was like our first day there, so we had gone to we were in the Keys actually. We'd gone to the Jimmy Buffett's, the Big Chill, which I fucking love that place. That's you have to go to the Big Chill in the Keys. If you ever go to the Keys, make sure you have time to stop there, hang out, have some drinks, have some food. It's a great place to go on a date. Keys are awesome. And so, you know, after we were hung out there for a few hours, and then because I think our check-in was like 4 or 4:30 or something like that. So it was long because it was a couple hour drive, and we did some things along the way, and we went to the restaurant, so we were kind of in the sun. I was ready to tap out and go to bed. And I got some dude sticking his fucking camera phone in my face unannounced. So if you're one of those guys, come say hello. I appreciate that, but don't linger. We're not going to go to club and we're not going to hang out. I was like, because I've had people over the years who are like, bro, we got to go out to the club, man. Let's get a VIP table. We'll get girls, bro. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah,
like, no. I don't know you. I'm not interested in going to hang out at the club or chasing chicks with you or, showing you how to approach girls in person. It's like, I'm just a dude on the internet. Take what you need. And then after that, good luck with it.
Right.
I teach self-reliance. It's like people, they kind of have the attitude that like they own you and that they already know you because they watch your videos. And so they come up to you like your old friends or whatever. But to me, it's like somebody I'd never seen before, ever in my life.